KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A, and my guest is Chris Gruen, a singer-songwriter based out of Vermont. His new album comes out Friday. It's called Coast and Refuge. And Chris Gruen is playing tomorrow night at the Cactus Cafe with Cotton Mather. And we're going to catch up with Chris and find more out about him. But Chris, I thought it'd be best to just start with a song. And first of all, thanks for being here.
So glad to be here, Jody, and with you in particular.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here with you. Chris and I are friends. We go back, well, we met 7 years ago, and we go back a little farther. What's the first song you want to do, and if you want to set it up, feel free.
Okay, I'm going to start out with a song called Tightrope. I've been playing it a lot lately in promotion of this new record, Coast and Refuge. Yeah, I'll start out with that.
Facing you, and stillness is quiet proves to be a witness and carefully, oh, and gently, let's try to light this darkness. Even if we never see eye to eye, I couldn't love you more, even if I tried. And please believe I won't let your hand fall. Can't you see I'm giving it my all? Small town fading now. Oh, you made me national. Don't cut me loose. No, 'cause I'm on a tight rope. Yeah, I'm on a tight rope. In the late night, burnt by sunrise, you cried for mercy, tears and compromise. And honey, I heard you, oh, more than you realize, more than you realize. I won't let your hand fall. Can't you see I'm giving it my all? Small town fading now. Yeah, you made me national. Don't cut me loose. No, 'cause I'm on a tight rope. Yeah, I'm on a tight rope. Oh. And even if we never see eye to eye, I couldn't love you more, even if I tried. So please believe I won't let your hand fall. Can't you see I'm giving it my all? Small town fading now. Oh, you made me national. Don't cut me loose. Oh, no, 'cause I'm on a tight rope. Yeah, I'm I'm on a tightrope. Oh, I'm on a tightrope. I'm on a tightrope. Oh, I'm on a tightrope.
Nicely done. Chris Gruen live on KUTX. Tightrope is from his new album, which comes out Friday, Coast and Refuge. Chris Gruen is at the Cactus Cafe tomorrow night with Cotton Mather. Welcome back to Austin. You were last here South by Southwest.
That's right.
And like many other musicians I would see, I felt like you had a lot of things to do in a short period of time. True?
That's what it is, isn't it? South by is always a crazy sprint. Yeah, we were running around, but I was really glad to be able to get over here and say hi to you. And there was a little bit of that. Got to meet Robert Harrison from Cotton Mather while I was here, and we made a great connection really quickly and led to this show we're playing tomorrow night and being here with you today.
Coast and Refuge, I know you live in Vermont, so automatically I figured this is an album of songs birthed in Vermont, but a lot of them were actually written in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole record are collaborations with other producers, other songwriters from around the world now, but it really started with going out to Los Angeles and working with friends of my longtime friend and producer Charles Newman. His professional connections. Yeah, I think it's about 9 songs from the record come from California, come from L.A. And even though one of them, 2008, which was a collaboration with my good buddies Jim and Sam, was recorded in New York, but they live in Santa Monica. So, yeah.
And Charles Newman, your producer, he's produced artists like the Magnetic Fields.
That's right.
And I was looking at some of the collaborators, because this is an album of collaborations. One, I guess, most notable to the larger audience would be Peter of Peter, Bjorn, and John from Sweden.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you connect?
Well, in 2015, I supported Jesse Malin on tour. We did 7 countries in about 17 days. And one of them, we played in Stockholm. One of the shows was in Stockholm. And a promoter from a festival in the center of Sweden called Live at Heart saw me at that show and invited me to Sweden to play Live at Heart. I couldn't make it that year, but we went the next year, 2016. And after that, I ended up in Stockholm and through a couple of friends was able to organize sitting down with Peter Moren in this beautiful old restored, you know, kind of still very rough hewn theater in the center of town, tons of vibe. And Peter was fantastic, gave me time to get to know him. And we developed a connection like all these songs kind of need to be worth something. And the conversation that we started about 2 hours earlier led to the song Every Day and Night Now, yeah.
Talking with Chris Gruen, who plays the Cactus Cafe tomorrow night with Cotton Mather. When we have you here or at the Cactus, it's you, your Martin guitar. Mm. When people put on Coast and Refuge, which comes out Friday, it's not an overproduced record, but it is a fully produced record.
Right, right.
So you have these songs, and that's just kind of the jumping off point to then how they're going to evolve orally, if you will?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a fan of a big band sound. I love a beautifully played song, and I can say that some of my favorite shows I've ever seen were solo shows, but I really love a song fleshed out well. And I guess me and my friends, my team, we all hear the parts and we go for it. We haven't made a solo record yet. All the records are fully produced. It isn't indicative of the live show other than, you know, I think the vocal performance I give, no matter whether I'm solo or with a band, kind of points at singing in front of a band, you know, big sound. It's kind of the way I voice these songs. Yeah, these are fully produced songs.
But this is another...
There isn't a solo song on the record, is there? Nope.
But this is another way to hear them,
yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah, right.
And Coast and Refuge is the album which comes out Friday. Chris Gruen's here. He's at the Cactus tomorrow. And you've been on the road doing this solo thing. Didn't you just wrap up a string of dates with our friend Alejandro Escovedo?
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful time on the road with Alejandro and Nancy. Just, end of April through the beginning of June, I did all of his weekend dates with him, where he was playing theaters away from New York City, solo also. And that's the way that he and I, whenever I've toured and supported Alejandro a couple times now. We've done that where it's two solo sets, and really good chance for me to practice my storytelling, because Alejandro really, he's a great storyteller, and he gives a lot of time to that without it ever feeling tedious. And that's a real testament, you know, if you're touring with somebody, they hear the same stories every single night. And I think, you know, I wonder what he'd say about this. But for me, I feel like I tell those stories half for each audience I see and the other half for the other people who are touring with me, so that, you know, there's this really, I feel like, an important challenge to bring out new aspects, new truths and information in every story for people who have just heard it. So, you know, you can't always land on those hooks at the same way, you know? And so, yeah, it's been really great touring with him, doing that. And great gratitude to them for letting me be with them and get to know them.
Well, we're going to do another song from Chris Gruen's new album, Coast and Refuge, and this song is Looking Back.
It's actually, the Looking Back is actually from the last full length I did.
Okay.
And I just, you know, I've enjoyed playing this. This has been kind of an important song for me on the road. Especially of late. I might say a few words about that.
Set it up. Yeah, you just gave us that whole thing about telling the stories.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I've never told this story before. The song is really a testament to believing in the importance of home. And there's so many songs, so many actual big hit indie folk songs about home these days. So it's kind of a played out word, but the sentiment is not at all unpacked enough. And the idea of home being something that we have to fight for now, I don't like ever suggesting that we fight for anything. I don't really believe that that's an explanation of the energy we need to put towards making something happen. But with what's going on in this country right now, this idea that we can tear people apart from each other, or, you know, apart from the land they're standing on with these kind of make-believe lines in the sand, is a little bit too much to bear. And as a musician or an artist, the only thing we can do is try and voice, you know, something about that when it's going on. So this song is really, for me, what's going on right now with seeing these images coming from the border with our immigration issues. And I like to dedicate this to that.
I think you looking back in the crush of youth by the summer shack, a garden wall beside a path, yeah, that gave a truth by what it passed. We raised the rain and beat the crash that gave us names after. I hid some gold in the dogwood tree so that when we grow old, we'd still believe. Different life. dreams the same. Maybe not as bright, but in case you wanted to know, we believe in hope. In hope. 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 We believe in hope. Oh, 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 oh.
Man, that song just soars. Right on. It's called Looking Back, and Chris Gruen is the artist, and he'll be at the Cactus Cafe tomorrow night with Cotton Mather visiting Austin from Vermont. Good to have you here. You said that was from the prior record. What was the name of that album?
New Comics from the Wooded World.
New Comics from the Wooded World.
That's right.
And the new one is your fourth full length, I believe?
Yes, the new one is the fourth full length.
Yeah,
that's right.
There was an EP a few years ago that
I
heard. Good to have you here.
So good to be here.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Cactus. I will be there. I look forward to hearing you, and Cotton Mather as well, always a favorite.
Yeah.
And you must feel comfortable here. You work in public radio in Vermont, right?
That's right. Yeah. My daughter was remarking on that as we were getting ready to come over. She noticed I was going to be a few minutes late. She's like, you know you don't like it when they do that to you.
What are your call letters in Vermont?
WGDR, Goddard College Community Radio.
All right.
91.1 FM and 91.7 Central Vermont.
A brother on the airwaves and a brother musically, Chris Gruen, our guest today. See him tomorrow night at the Cactus. Thank you to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove, our videographer, Jasmine. And Chris, if you can stick around, we'll do one more song and then we'll post all three for streaming at our website.
I'd love to. Thanks to KUTX for having me.
A pleasure.